How can I pray for you? Have you ever been asked that question before? You know, I have been asked that question before, and I know other people have as well. But how do you respond when someone asks, how can they pray for you? Does it catch you off guard at all? I know this, that I have some friends in my life that when I ask them how I can pray for them, they always will say like, I'm okay. I don't need prayer. Why don't you pray for this instead? Why don't you pray for that instead? And listen, I get it. I really do get it. Sometimes you're caught off guard when someone asks how they can pray for you. And sometimes your life is going really well and you're thinking, okay, I'm good right now. Like, I'm legitimately good. God is good to me. And I may not need prayer. But the reality is we all need prayer. And so when the next time someone asks you how they can pray, let's be honest and share how they can pray for us. That's what we're going to talk about today in our devotion and what Paul talks about, and specifically in the New Testament about asking other people for prayer. By the way, my name is Tom Pounder. I'm the online campus pastor here at New Life Christian Church. And again, being asked for prayer can kind of throw you off and you don't know how to really respond at that moment. It's not like you have a list of things. Well, maybe you do have a list of things that you could ask someone to pray for you, but it's not like I'm carrying around a list of things like, oh, I need prayer for this, this, all this stuff. And so you can kind of catch you off guard. But I love what Paul says, and I love what the challenge that Paul gives us as he's sharing about the gospel, as he's sharing about Jesus all throughout his mission field. And he talks about this in three specific things. There's other ways as well, but I'm going to highlight three specific verses that Paul talks about asking people to pray for you. The first one is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Paul says this, brothers, pray for us. Simple. Brothers, pray for us. I need prayer. He's going out on the mission field. Please pray for us. He says this in Colossians 4:3. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ. As he's going out to share the gospel to other people, he's saying, hey, pray that there's an opportunity for us to share. There may not be one. That's why we want to pray for an opportunity. We need you to pray with us. We need you to pray for us. And the last one I want to highlight is Romans 15:30. He says this, I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf. He's asking them on his behalf to pray for them and his missionary team. Now, this is again, and specifically for him as they are going out and sharing the word. But that means, though, also that we should be asking people to pray for us in all things. As you're going about your work, hey, guys, pray for me as I'm going about work. Today I've got something coming up that I really need prayer for. And I think when we go out and just invite people to pray along with us and encourage people to pray along with us, that God really enables some great unity and some great community, some great fellowship with other people. But it also is a kind of a pride thing I've noticed, that some people don't want to be asking for prayer or share their prayer requests because they're embarrassed by something or it's kind of vulnerable. And now don't get me wrong, you don't have to share your deepest, darkest secrets when they ask you how they can pray for you. But there is a little bit of vulnerability here. There is a little bit of humility. And I think just as we humbly approach the Lord when we pray, we need to be humble with others and say, you know what? I've got a family situation that I'm dealing with that I would love some prayer with. You don't need to go into the weeds, but you can just share that with them. Or I've got a work situation that I would love some prayer with. Or I'm dealing with something here or something there that I could use some help with. Again, you being vulnerable and honest really enables, again, community to be built, fellowship to be built, and actually it encourages someone else to be honest and vulnerable as well, because then it provides you an opportunity to ask them, hey, how can I pray for you? Again, there's a guy I go and have sushi with a lot. He's a kid that I've had a discipleship relationship for decades now. I knew him when he was in middle school, and every month we get together for sushi, and we also get together and talk, catch up about life. But it's a discipleship opportunity. And every time that we're there, we're asking, hey, how can I pray for you? How can I encourage you? And we're being honest with each other. Now, we're a little bit more vulnerable with each other because we have a history. But the reality is, when I ask him, then he knows he's asking me how he can pray for me. And so it's a cool little discipleship relationship that we have together. And when we include other friends into it, because we do, we invite other people to join us in this time, God really uses that as an opportunity for us to minister to other people, encourage people, all because we're asking, hey, how can I pray for you today? So the challenge is, come up with a list. What do you need prayer for? So that the next time someone asks you, hey, how can I pray for you, that you're able to share with them that. Or so that the next time you're in a prayer meeting or you're in a life group meeting or some other meeting and someone asks, how can we be praying for each other, you have something to be shared. Be honest, be a little bit vulnerable, and see how God uses that for your faith, but also for the faith of others. I want to encourage you. How can I pray for you? I would love for you to put it in the comment section below. I want to pray for you today. And it's really simple. Just put it in the comment section below, or you can actually email us, pastors@newlife.church. I would love to pray for you today. You can also email me my personal email address, tomp@newlife.church. I would love to pray for you today for whatever it is. May God bless you. May God guide you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you for who you are and what you are doing. And I just pray that right now that we could be vulnerable with people and honest with people so that when they ask us how they can pray for us, we can share with them truthfully and honestly, and that you would work in our lives, but also in their lives as well as they're praying for us. So Lord, I just pray that you give us some friendships, that we have that with other people, and that we can encourage other people by sharing about our faith with others. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for being with me, everyone, today. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your day.